From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. State media report a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamaya in Hama province killed two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast near the town's entrance. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Laktakia province near the Turkish border. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday in his weekly address, the Islamic State's territory in Syria is diminishing.
In short, in Syria and Iraq, ISIL's territory is shrinking. There are fewer ISIL fighters on the battlefield, and it's harder for them to recruit and replenish their ranks.
Obama said the U.S. is working with partners around the world to discredit the ideology the Islamic State uses. A suicide bomber has attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul. Initial reports quote witnesses as saying rescue workers were transporting dead and wounded to the hospitals in the capital city. Officials have not yet commented on the number of casualties from Saturday's attack. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen told VOA the insurgent group carried out the bombing. The Taliban often gives inflated tolls in such attacks. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed and more than 30 others were wounded in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital Friday evening. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses reported a truck filled with explosives was detonated at a security checkpoint near Hotel SYL in Mogadishu at around 7:45 p.m. local time. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era with reformists and moderate conservatives, creating a friendly venue for President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. Voters also selected members to the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Assembly appoints the country's Supreme Leader. Football's world governing body FIFA has elected a new president after its former leader Sepp Blatter was forced to step down last year after being charged with corruption. New president Gianni Infantino faces a huge task in trying to clean up the body, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Gianni Infantino won with a majority in the second round of voting, gaining 115 votes from the representatives of 209 nations. He pledged to rebuild the scandal-hit organization.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Infantino won 27 more votes than his closest rival, the favourite, Bahrain's Sheikh Salman Al Khalifa. The Swiss-Italian lawyer was Secretary General of European football's governing body, UEFA. His former boss at UEFA, Michel Platini, was implicated in a $2 million corruption scandal that also swept away the former president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton made last-minute appeals to voters in South Carolina on Friday, while Republican frontrunner Donald Trump picked up a key endorsement from an old rival. Ex-Secretary of State Clinton is expected to easily win Saturday's primary election in South Carolina, where she has had for weeks a dominant double-digit lead in opinion polls, thanks in part to her popularity among the state's African-American voters. On the Republican side, Trump received a surprise endorsement Friday from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who just weeks ago dropped out of the presidential race himself. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.